Are you ready for a new RV? How are you finding the unit that you want? I'm Dan Hunt, and this is the RV Life Podcast. Now, I'm normally here with my incredible wife, Patty Hunt. Her mother had a little bit of a problem, got taken to the hospital, so she's up in Philadelphia dealing with family things. She's going to join me next week in Orlando. You know, we are here at the Tampa RV Show, and this place is absolutely huge. I mean, this place, you cannot believe how big this place. Over 2 million feet of RVs and showing things. It has just been an incredible experience the last 6 days that we have been here. We are so excited about being here today because we have a very, very, maybe the most popular guy in the whole show. I mean, you can't go for 2 minutes without somebody stopping and talking to this guy. But we're going to get to him in just a few minutes. But first, I'm going to kind of give away. I'm breaking format a little bit here. I'm going to try something new, but I'm giving away a little bit with our trivia question. I'm giving away a little bit about who he is. But that sound means it's time for our trivia question of the day. And our question is, how many people has my guest today helped buy or find their right RV? Now, if you're here in this audience or you're standing and you're watching what we're doing right now, you obviously know who we are. And the answer to that question is going to floor you. Because over the last 6 years since Matt's RV came into existence, Matt has helped over 10,216 people, 10,216 people find the right unit for them. That is an incredible feat. I got to tell you, we love this guy. We absolutely love this guy. And we're going to talk to him for about a half an hour right after this break.
Why end your camping season when it gets cold? With the inflatable RV skirting system from Air Skirts, you could extend your camping season year-round. Reach out to Jim and his team by visiting airskirts.com for more information. RV Life Podcast listeners get $100 off a kit order when you use code RVPOD. That is RVPOD for $100 off.
This RV Life podcast is sponsored in part by Clear2O. Clear2O continues to bring its expanding line of water filtration products to RVers with innovations such as their DirtGuard sediment pre-filter, their 1 micron solid carbon block inline water filter, and a wide variety of high-quality filters for your RV's whole house filter system. When it comes to clean water for your RV life, the answer is clear. Clear2O. Visit clear2o.com and use the coupon code RVLifePodcast to save an additional 5% on every purchase.
RV Life Podcast. I'm Dan Hunt with my incredible wife, Patty Hunt. Now, she's not with us today because we had a little family emergency, but she'll be back with us next weekend, Wednesday. Our guest today, I got to tell you, you bought beer from this guy if you went to a Redskins, a Caps, or a Nationals game. He started selling RVs kind of just by accident, driving by. Later in his career, he met Gary V, and the rest is history, because we are sitting here at the largest RV show in the world, and he's got this big, beautiful tent. Welcome to the show, Matt Fulcraft from Matt's RV Reviews.
Thank you for having me.
Do I have to pay the royalty for that?
No, not at all. Thank you.
You know, you started walking down the aisle saying, beer here.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about that.
So before I sold RVs, one of the questions I get asked the most is, what did I do before selling RVs? And I was actually a beer vendor for all the Mid-Atlantic teams, Orioles, Nationals, Redskins, Ravens, Eagles, Caps, the Nationals being my absolute favorite. And I was selling beer, and I used to do that full time. And then it wasn't quite paying the bills. Beers were getting higher. Attendance was getting lower. And then they added more vendors into the stadium. So I needed a daytime job, and I would drive by this RV dealership, and I'll never forget it. I drove by what I didn't know at the time was a 2015 Dutchman Voltage, and it said only 39.9, which was absolutely hilarious to me and my friend Calvin at the time. And I'm like, you know what? If they're saying only 39.9, maybe I can sell it for only 39.9. And that's how I got into the RV industry.
Do you remember the very, very first RV you sold?
Yes, a 2015 Coachman Murata 35BH to Mr. Dennis Gills.
You know it all.
You didn't even prep me for that one, but I know
No, I know. Now, did you go out and celebrate that night?
No, I didn't. It wasn't quite like that, but it was very fun. And here's what I will say. Even when we help customers today, that rush of just helping a customer, it doesn't matter if I'm selling a little pop up or a big diesel pusher, just knowing that you put the customer in the right RV, you get this adrenaline rush or dopamine or whatever they call it. And it feels really, really good when a customer comes to us saying they just bought an RV.
You know, as Patty and I travel around the country, one of the things that we really believe strongly in is enjoying the journey and getting people to enjoy the journey. And one of the things I see you doing as I watch the people that come up and see us and talk to us while we're, you know, sitting here in the booth, you can't go 2 minutes without somebody talking to you. You really make people happy. There's always smiles on the face. As a matter of fact, yesterday we talked to a gentleman that you told me you've been working with him for 4 years.
Yes, sir.
And he finally bought the RV.
Yes.
And he came up to me right after he was done with you and he said, you know, I watched you speak about RV Trip Wizard in Hershey about 4 months ago, and I watched you talk about Thousand Trails, and he said, I'm going to go and sign up for both of those things now that I bought an RV, and I saw that you helped and you talked to the salesman and worked him. So let's talk a little bit about your process.
Yes.
How do you help this young lady that's walking by right next to us? How do you help that person buy the right RV for them?
Yeah. So fortunately and unfortunately, I'm not in the direct selling anymore. With the YouTube channel exploded, you know, I was doing sales and making YouTube videos all at the same time. So the leadership at General RV, we had a moment in time, a few months into COVID, that's when it really took off for me. And it was, what was Matt better at? Was I better at RV sales or making videos? If I stopped making videos, would I do more sales? Or if I stopped doing sales, could I do more videos? And the answer was simple. It was videos. So now we have a whole team at General RV that works with us. So it doesn't matter where you live in the country, when you see our videos and you click the generalrv.com/MattsCash, it goes to a member of my team that can call you back within 10 or 20 or 30 minutes and really answer the questions for you. Cause these are big purchases. I don't care if it's this Springdale right here, it's $40,000. So it's not fair for me to try to get the deal when I don't have the time to answer the questions. That's why we work with General and we have a whole team. And then here at the show, we have this thing called Matt's Cash, which they come here, they get their Matt's Cash, and then they go to their salesperson at General RV. They give it to them, and that's going to help them get the Matt deal.
Now, you know, I was with you last week in Margaritaville, and what a great event that was.
Yes.
And a lot of people came to the event. My wife and I spoke for you at that event. We talked about a lot of things. Tell me, you know, as you're back into General RV, let's talk a little bit about General RV. Where are their locations? What kind of vehicles do they sell? And let's talk about that whole aspect of General.
Right. So before we came back to General RV, we tried to go out on our own and we really wanted to hit the YouTube landscape. I call it wide. We wanted to be able to review Airstreams and Road Treks, and we wanted to be able to review every brand. And even though we attempted that, it was just so hard to do it. And it cost a ton of money to travel all over the country.
You don't have to tell me that. We've been in 28 states in the last 6 months.
Right. Yeah. And it costs a ton of money. And it was just so hard for us. Andre and I, we would have to fly every weekend. Same with me and Will, and it was really tough. And so, and then truthfully, I didn't see the big increase of going wide. And so we had the opportunity to come back to general. And I'm like, I told Will, I'm like, let's not go wide. Let's go deep. Let's really focus on the brands that we like selling. Integra, Newmar, Tiffin, Coachman, Alliance, Grand Design, and let's go deep. Let's be, if we can't touch everybody, because there's just not enough time to do everything, let's be the resource for Alliance, for Integra. So when people search not only that brand, but that floor plan, they're going to see one of our videos. And that's really what we wanted to do.
Now, how important is it to you? And you know, earlier on one of the earlier podcasts, I was able to interview the president of Newmar. And he talked a lot about customer loyalty and making the customer happy and keeping the customer happy.
Yes.
Is it more important to you to get the sale, or is it more important to you to get that gentleman right there in the right RV?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So how I answer that, a customer came up to me and they were looking at a brand that we sell here at General, and then they looked at a Riverstone, and I told them, they asked me my opinion, I told them to get the Riverstone. I think the Riverstone was a better unit than what they were looking at here, and we don't even sell Riverstone, but you know, they asked my opinion, and I love that unit. With that said, what's so nice about our videos is I don't care about Riverstone or Integra or Newmar or Tiffin. I like to show everybody the RVs, point out three things I like, three things I don't like. And then I like the customer to decide based off of our feedback, which one they want to go with. You know, I could care less if I sold 100 Integras or zero Integras. I personally like Integra. And if the customer feels like that's the right unit for them, then we would love to help them buy one.
Okay. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yes.
There are 1,500 different brands of RVs at this show.
Yes.
I would like you, of all brands, of all RVs, whether they be a pop-up or an Integra all the way up, tell me the three best features that you have in an RV.
That's going to be very tough. And here's what I will say. Here's the three most exciting things that I've seen. Fleetwood came out with this new motorhome, a Fortis, and they called it a kid's cave. And it is an absolute amazing floor plan. I've never seen anything like it, and I love it. Really, nobody's going to buy it for the kid's cave. People are going to buy it and make it an office. And it's one of the best designed motorhomes I've ever seen. That's number one. Number two, there's this Keystone Fusion in here, and they did something extremely smart by making like a kitchen bar island in the garage area. It's really, really smart, and I love what they did there. And then there was something else that we saw. Do you remember what it was, Will? And it was like really smart. I truthfully forget what it was, but what we like is when I don't even care if I don't like the new change. It's when we see new changes, it's just super exciting to us. Oh, yeah, the Brinkley. That's what it was. The Brinkley had this kitchen island, and it Will called it a waterfall island because the countertop went horizontal then vertical. What we didn't know is the vertical flipped up, and the island became a peninsula for more seating and more countertop space. I've never seen that on our RV, and that was extremely exciting for us.
You know, when we ask that question and my wife will answer every single time, it's the heated floors.
Oh, yeah.
She absolutely loves her heated floors. We are at the Florida RV Super Show. This is the RV Life Podcast. I'm talking with Matt Falkraft. And I'll tell you what, we're going to be back and figure out why this tent is orange right after this break.
When traveling in your RV, how do you navigate? Do you use a paper map, a GPS, or do you use Google Maps? Our sponsor, RV Trip Wizard, has the solution, and it just works.
It just works. RV Life Trip Wizard is absolutely incredible. You can get it a 25% discount by using the code RV. RV Life Podcast. I think you actually have a code yourself.
Yeah, Dan, you actually get 25% off when you use promo code Matt's RV Reviews as well. And we love having RV Life as a partner and friend to the Matt's RV Reviews show.
I'll tell you what, it just works is exactly what it is. It just works. We do not move our RV one inch without first checking in with RV Trip Wizard.
Can I tell you something?
You can tell me anything you want.
Will and Jen once moved their RV without the RV Life app in Nashville, Tennessee, and they went down the wrong road, didn't you guys? The one time they didn't use it, Dan.
The one time.
It almost got them.
You know what? Will, Jen, you owe me a lap around the whole facility here, okay? One lap around the whole facility today. You know, and it's funny because you tell a story like that, and Patty and I were in Tennessee, and the Trip Wizard told us to go away, and we were talking to a guy at a Harvest Host. He said, no, don't do that.
Mm.
So we didn't follow the Trip Wizard. We listened to the guy. We get to a bridge, and when I'm in the middle of this old bridge in the middle of Tennessee, I look up and say, 10,000 pounds maximum. Well, I drive a 40,000 pound Class A. That was not a good thing. So we don't move it from that point forward. Never. Not an inch without actually. I lost my computer setup here, but that's OK. So, you know, let's get back and ask one of the most important questions of the day. What the hell is it with this orange?
Right. Isn't it beautiful? Orange is definitely our color of choice. When we were on YouTube, I saw that nobody was using like the color orange, and it really stuck out. And now my whole life is located around orange, and my truck is orange, and everybody, my wife, Jen, everybody, like, no, my wife, Andrea, comma, and Jen all love the color of my truck. That's orange. And it's just, I think it's the most beautiful color. Don't you, Jen?
she loves it.
Yes,
she just loves it.
She says she hopes her GMC comes out with that color next.
Well, we'll talk to him about that and see if we could go. Now, you know, Matt, you and I met, let's say, maybe two and a half years ago.
Yes.
at the Balloon Fiesta. You were popular then.
Yeah,
well, you're even more popular now. Why?
I don't know.
What is your secret, man? Well, what is going on here?
Well, you got headphones on me and I'm hearing my voice and I'm like, man, this is what I really sound like. I can't believe people listen to me. I don't know. What I think it is like back in the day when we first started, we did very cut and dry RV reviews or whatever. And they were very much like the manufacturer style, and nothing's wrong with that, but it's very professional, which we are not. And slowly but surely, I started incorporating my personality, and there's people that don't like it. And there's people that say, you know, I'm a little extra with it, but it's just who we are. And we make it fun and we make it different. And I think people really like that. And I think one thing that we do different, what people tell us that they really like, is even though we're salespeople and even though I'm trying to sell you the Springdale, I'll give you three reasons why you shouldn't buy it. You know what I'm saying? Because again, I don't necessarily care about this one or that one. I like to show the good and the bad with all of them.
You know, the first day that you and I met, we sat down at a table at the Balloon Fiesta and we were talking about your success. And you told me the story of what Gary V told you. Let's talk about the story of what Gary V told you.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, I went to a Gary V conference in 2018 or 2019. I forget the year. No, 2018 I went. And it was called Agent 2021. And it was all about self-branding and self-promoting for car people, real estate agents, finance professionals. And so I was the only RV guy there. Obviously, the RV industry's so far behind time. And it's actually a pretty crazy backstory on how I got there. The ticket was $2,000, which I didn't have. And but at the time, Gary V just started a wine business. And if you guys don't know Gary V, definitely check him out online. That's V-E-E. His last name's Vaynerchuk. But he started something called the Wine Barter Challenge. If you were going to buy cases upon cases of wine, we're talking 50, 100 cases, he would trade you something in return and you'd have to send him an email. So I sent him an email saying, hey, I'll buy 10 cases of wine, which cost $2,000 for a ticket to Agent 2021. He had his assistant call me. They agreed to the deal. And so now I'm all like, great. Now I got to find out how to buy this wine. I'm telling you, when we didn't have two pennies to rub together at the time, we really had nothing. So I went to the owner of Leo's Vacation Center, shout out Greg. And I said, hey, Greg, I want to go to this conference. It's $2,000 for a ticket. And he almost fell out of his seat. I said, or we can buy $2,000 worth of wine and I get a ticket for free. So that's what we went with. And so then I go down to Miami. Part of the arrangement as well was I had a few minutes with Gary and his team. And at the time, my YouTube channel name was Matt from Leo's Vacation Center.
That's a good one.
Right. Real long. And he told me to eliminate that name. And in Gary V fashion, he says, what's your name? I said, Matt. What do you do? RV reviews. Matt's RV reviews. And that's how it happened. And then the whole crowd started clapping. That was sitting around. And then I was talking to him and I wanted to do a star rating. Like this RV gets a 3.7 out of 5 stars or right. something like that. The problem was there was no guidelines and it would have been too difficult. And what happens if we gave an RV a 1 star all the way around? At the end of the day, we are trying to sell that RV.
Right.
So I don't remember if he said it or I said it, but we came up to the determination of give 3 reasons why we love the RV, what makes it different, and 3 reasons that we don't like it. And that's how the show kind of took off.
Now, you know, the show, as you say, kind of took off 2 weeks ago. You invited Patty and I down to Margaritaville to, I think it was your first, right? Or your
second rally.
It was your second really big rally. talk about, you know, what it's like to stand on that stage and look out at the 300 people, let's say, and realize that they're all there because of you.
It feels pretty cool, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm not going to lie if I say it. I like it. And it's really amazing. And what's crazy is, you know, when I'm categorized as like an RV influencer or whatever, but I'm not like Nate and Marissa or Chad and Tara. Like, we're just salespeople. And the fact that people watch us enough and enjoy us enough to come out to a rally, even if they're not buying an RV or even shopping for an RV anymore, is really amazing. And yeah. We had tons of people from the Midwest. We had Shanda Panda who came from, she drove down from Washington State. And then we had some other fans who flew in from Spain to attend the rally. It was really amazing.
Yeah. Actually the people who I was sitting with before Patty and I went on stage, they were from Spain. They actually won something in the bingo round.
Yes.
Just really, really in people from all over the place. And how incredible was that? Cause I got to tell you, you know, we spent the afternoon with you. We were there. We went over and had a hamburger or hot dog or whatever by the pool. And, you know, 20, 30 people came over with us and they were like, they're all raving about Matt and how great this event is. Are you planning on doing more in the future?
Yes. So, but we won't do it that big again. It was really overwhelming and I didn't have much time to connect with everybody. So we're not going to make our rallies public anymore. But if you guys are a fan, join us on our Facebook group, which is Club Art Deco. Art Deco is a little silly thing that we say on the show. But the Facebook group's called Club Art Deco. We're only going to be doing rallies with our core community, and it's free to join. It doesn't cost anything, but you just have to go to Facebook Club Art Deco. That way you get notified of the next rally. We think 30 to 50 sites is going to be perfect. I mean, we had 150 sites. I mean, it was too many people.
It was a lot of people.
I mean, you weren't even there for dinner that night. It was bad.
It
took an hour and a half just to serve everybody. It was bad.
Really?
The food was hot. But it just took a very long time.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. My background in the movie business, we would feed 100 people a day and we had to do it in a very quick amount of time.
Yes.
It's a very, very difficult task. You know, and when we talk about difficult tasks, you have a new venture, and, you know, I have a bottle of Liquify. It's your new venture.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about what this is and what the hell is the prime pooping position. Yes. I don't understand that.
Thank you. So first, Matt's RV Reviews, we're a business, but I read this book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and there's four different quadrants. And unfortunately, Matt's RV Reviews isn't in the business quadrant. It's in a sole proprietor contract,
correct,
quadrant or whatever. If I stop filming, we stop getting paid. Will and Jen lose their livelihood. Me and Andrea, we lose our livelihood. So we needed to come up with a business.
What about Will and Jen's dog?
Yes, Tucker. Yeah,
we got to keep talking in the fold.
So, you know, the person that owns McDonald's doesn't work at McDonald's, right? Most Correct. Of the time. So I was like, man, we got to come up with a business, and how can we do? We got to make it RV themed. So at first I thought of, hey, let's make our own brand of surge protectors. I found the supplier in China that made the top brand of surge protectors, and we were going to do that, but that was going to cost a lot of money up front, which we have friends in the RV industry and they were willing to give it to us, but I didn't want to take anybody's money, especially if I wasn't sure what to do. So then I'm in the shower and I'm like, man, you know, everybody knows me for the prime pooping position. Why can't we just make toilets or something like that? And then I'm like, toilets, toilet chemical. And that's how we came up with the toilet chemical. And so I went on Amazon and I bought every single brand of toilet chemical and I tested it and I figured out what works best. I reached out to the supplier of the brand that works best and asked them if they can make it for me, which they said yes. And the one thing I told them was I didn't like the bottles they used. Like, how are you supposed to know if it's a 1 ounce or not? And he said that they could make it in a Bixler bottle, which is what we have here. And it has a 1 ounce pre-measuring spout.
Right.
So you're able to measure 1 ounce and pour it in, which is amazing. And we wanted to separate it from Matt's RV Reviews. That's why it's called Liquified RV Toilet Treatment. But we also want to leverage Matt's RV Reviews. And that's why we have our little man on it, which is our man in the prime pooping position. And what we do is when we do an RV review, we sit on the toilet, check to see if it's a prime poop position and give it a pass or a fail.
Okay. And, you know, to coin a phrase that we use over at RV Trip Wizard, it just works. And it really does just work. You gave me a bottle of this a few weeks ago and we started using it. And not only did it work and clean things out, but for the first time in the 2 years that we've owned this RV, the little lights that tell you how much is in there?
The sensors, yeah.
The sensors. Well, guess what? They're all off. That's the first time that's ever happened.
you know, Pat, we don't claim that. I called you Pat.
Dan, that's okay. Yeah, I'm Pat's so coming up in a few minutes with the Pat from tip RV of the week.
Yeah. So, you know what, Dan? We don't claim that, but you're the third person that tells me that. And I will never put that on the bottle that it cleans sensors. But what it does do is it does liquefy the waste. And so if there's waste blocking that sensor, then it is going to help with cleaning the sensors. But we're never going to claim that. But you were the third person to tell me that their sensors were stuck on 1/3 and now it shows empty, which is really, really amazing.
It literally is the first time you hit that button and I'm expecting, well, that's not right. But guess what?
Yep.
It was completely blank. Yep. I was like, oh my, I actually did the mat jump when that happened. I actually did the mat jump in the middle of the RV there.
Thank you. So, and one last thing. Yeah. The important thing to know is we didn't make this in our bathtub. It's funny because we partnered with somebody called Century Chemical out of Elkhart, Indiana. And they were all like, hey, we can sign NDAs and we won't tell anybody we make it. I'm like, dude, I want people to know that you make it. I don't want them to think that we're just cooking something up in the bathroom. They've been making chemicals for 97 years. And in my opinion, they don't market it the necessarily best way. They're not, their brand isn't in the most popular categories.
Right.
But we're good at marketing, I would say. And so us marketing this and marketing them, I think we have a real winner right there.
You know, when you talk about marketing, This product is only available on Amazon for you, right?
100%.
And you're not selling it here, even though you got 20 or 30 bottles of it. You're actually giving it away. What the hell are you doing, man?
So, well, what we're doing is when you, so I've never sold anything on Amazon.
Right.
I would imagine Amazon's a lot like YouTube. Part of the reason for our success on YouTube is because I call it feed the beast.
Correct.
We put so much content on YouTube. YouTube choose to promote us. So we could be selling these all on our website direct and make a couple extra bucks.
Right.
But we're sending everybody through Amazon to buy this because we know if we feed Amazon with our customers, then Amazon's going to give this a life of its own and then continue on.
You know, it's amazing. You and I talked, I don't know, maybe 2 months ago because our paths crossed, it seems like, a lot lately.
Yes.
But it wasn't out yet.
Right.
And now it's out, and now it's here in the marketplace. And I was here yesterday at your booth, and I heard you talking to somebody that the large size was sold out on Amazon, and then they got another shipment in. Tell me about how it's been going in this first month of putting it out there.
Yeah, it's been really crazy. So Amazon only lets you, since we're a new seller, they only gave us 1,000 spots. So we had to send them 1,000, and then we sold out, and then we had to send them more. We had to get our stock limits raised because Amazon doesn't want like a scammer or whatever. And normally people, they'll only need 100 somethings to start. Right. With us having this, you know, big following, you know, it went really fast. And so now we're back in stock with 32 ounces, but now we're sold out of 16 ounces. Excuse me. And in just a couple of weeks, they're going to be back in stock with 16 ounces.
They'll be back in with the 16s.
Yep.
Well, I have
32 ounces
is
a better value.
Yes. Okay. Obviously, you get the bigger bottle. It's a little bit less money and more product. I have to tell you, from being one of your first customers.
Yes.
From having one of the first bottles that was labeled to you. And even though it's orange, and I don't know about the orange, but this stuff just works.
Yes.
It really, really works.
Thank you.
Patty and I use it exclusively now, and we had been using a different brand before that. But we are so... Now, you know, I don't know that I've ever seen what just happened here. We are sitting in the middle of the Midway.
Yep.
At the RV Super Show in Florida. And a young lady just walked by with a wagon, two dogs, and she's got a generator or whatever. And she's playing music as she's walking by.
Yes.
I guess you see everything at a show
at Tampa
like this.
But Dan, there's one thing I want to add. If you're using a toilet chemical right now, I don't care what the brand is. If you're happy with it, don't change. Don't change to my stuff. Whereas if you have problems with your tank sensors or you don't like the smell or you're ready for a change, definitely give our product a try.
Okay, so that's from the owner of Liquify. But I'm going to say, as the host of the RV Life podcast, as a customer of Liquify, as a viewer and subscriber of our Matt's RV Reviews, I'm going to tell you, if you don't buy this product and you have an RV, you're an idiot.
Oh, thank you.
I got to tell you, it is one of the best RV products that I have done. As a matter of fact, on my YouTube channel, Exploring Through Our Lens, I'm going to do a video that I did the same video back in Hershey, the three best products at the RV show. And believe me, folks, this is one of those three best products from
RV
show.
Thank you so much.
So listen, we're going to hear from we're going to hear from Patrick of RV Life with a tip for the week. But after that, we're going to take a question from the studio audience. Stick around with me for a second and we'll go to that question. You're listening to the RV Life podcast. I'm Dan Hunt with my incredible wife, Patty Hunt. Now, Patty's not with us today, but she'll be back with us in Orlando next week.
This podcast is brought to you in part by RVinsurance.com. Getting proper insurance coverage for RVers can be difficult, as the RV lifestyle tends to take us away from our stated coverage area. The RVer Insurance Exchange can help RVers navigate tricky waters of health insurance and find a policy that travels with you, so you can enjoy RVing without worrying that your policy won't cover you. The agents at RVerInsurance.com are real RVers that understand the unique needs of those enjoying the RV life. Visit RVerInsurance.com or call 1-800-867-4330 and let the experts at RVer Insurance work for you.
National Indoor RV Centers with over 1,000 motorhomes available across multiple locations. National Indoor RV Centers continues to provide an outstanding hassle-free motorhome ownership experience. National Indoor is the number one Newmar dealer in the nation and also features brands like Integra, Winnebago, and much more. Visit NIRVC.com and become a part of the National Indoor RV Centers family.
We are at the Florida Super Show. I don't know why I always want to call it the Tampa Super Show.
I get yelled at for calling it the Tampa Super Show. So it is the Florida Super Show.
It is the Florida
Super Show. You are 100% correct.
I have been yelled at 3 or 4 times now. It just keeps coming out that it's the Tampa Super Show, but it's the Florida Super Show. We are in the General RV booth. We are sitting with Matt from Matt's RV Reviews. This has just been incredible. If you didn't get to hear this interview and what we talked about, it's really worth taking, 20, 30 minutes and going back and talking about that. Now, we are going to hear from Patrick Buchanan. You know Patrick.
I love Pat.
Everybody loves Patrick Buchanan. We're going to hear from Patrick Buchanan with this week's RV Trip Wizard Tip of the Week.
One of the handiest features of RV Life Trip Wizard is the copy trip feature. Planning an RV trip often involves a lot of what ifs. What if the weather changes or that campground is booked? What if we can get that service appointment or the national park site opens up? With Trip Wizard, it's easy to copy an existing trip and build out additional what if trip plans. First, open the trip you wish to copy, then click the wrench icon. Now click on Copy This Trip. You'll be given an opportunity to change the name of the trip and then click the Copy button. Trip Wizard will immediately open that trip so you can make any additional settings changes, such as changing the trip status to tentative, before clicking Save again. Your copy trip is now ready for you to make changes to accommodate any of those what-if scenarios. For RV Life, I'm Pat Buchanan with your RV Life Pro Tip of the Week.
Thank you, Pat. RV Life Trip Wizard, it's just a way of life. It's as important as Liquify.
Absolutely, if not more.
I got to tell you, I really do not move one inch. It has saved me hundreds and hundreds of dollars in gas by routing us the absolute right way. Matt, let's talk about shows for a second. You and I in the last 6 months, we've been to a couple different shows, one or two, huh? let's talk about shows. Let's talk about the importance of an RV show.
Yes. So, so many people ask, when's the best time to buy an RV? And the answer is RV shows. But if you were 6 months out, 9 months out, a year out, doesn't mean this show. You know what I'm saying? It's the best. I always like to tell people the best time to buy is when you're ready to buy. With that said, if you are ready to buy around a show, that's an amazing opportunity. But what's even a better opportunity is we're here at the show and you're able to see everything at one place at one time, which is absolutely amazing. You got Winnebago, Thor, Coachman, Forest River, Alliance, Grand Design, everybody here.
Yeah.
Even the all new Brinkley that just made its debut. Both units are here, which is amazing.
It is just really amazing watching the people come through, talking to the people and seeing them look. And it's really even an experience. I was talking to a salesman from General RV. Just, how's it going? What do you feel? He said, well, this is the first show I've ever been at. And I got to tell you, this has been incredible.
Yes.
So I think everybody really, really likes it. I believe that you might be the most knowledgeable person in the RV industry. And I was actually said that to the president of Jayco when I interviewed him the other day. We were talking about you on the show.
Wow.
We were talking about how knowledgeable you are and the information that you give out to the customers. But
well, thank you, Ken.
But We have another YouTube channel here, and they get to ask you anything that they want. So I'm going to bring up her mic as she steps in here and introduce yourself. Who are you?
Good morning. We are Chris and Martha Peters from Venturesome Couple.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Matt.
All right, Matt. So here's the question. Is there a better way to, or excuse me, not a better way. Should you buy a diesel or a gasoline class A? And when is one better than the other?
Ooh. Wait. One second. Let me.
Oh, there you go.
That's the one I was looking for.
Studio audience. Yes.
Yeah. You know, in the light out here, it's really hard to see the panel, so I couldn't get to it.
You know, go ahead. The difference between gas and diesel is a great question that a lot of people ask. And first and foremost, I like to say, everybody says, Matt, what's better? That's very easy. Diesel is better than gas in all ways. They're bigger. They drive better. They look better. They're built better. Right?
So what you're saying is size matters.
Absolutely. Diesel's better in every way. The question I like to challenge a customer with is, does a diesel motorhome justify that price increase to a gas motorhome? My simple answer is, if you plan on putting 20,000 miles a year on it, 15, 20,000 miles, and you're trucking along through the country, then yes, that diesel does justify the price increase over a gas motorhome. But if you are a weekend warrior, or you like to stay up and down the East Coast, you're not tracking through the hills, and truthfully, you're going from Michigan down to Florida, staying for 6 months and then driving back up for Michigan, the gas motorhome accomplishes everything what you're looking for at a lot better price point. So it's not necessarily about what's better. It's, does the price justify what you're getting?
Well, yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. And for full timers and people like us that are out on the road in that big class A, it's not just the price there. It's that, unfortunately, diesel's a little more than gas is. And it's kind of weird because diesel's a byproduct of gas, but doesn't make sense to me. But diesel's a little more than gas. But Patty and I put a little over 30,000 miles on the RV last year.
Yeah.
And visiting all the people and all the different shows that we've gone to. We've been from Seattle now to Tampa. And it really does make a difference when you drive that many miles.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then not only that, it's just like, you know, for, again, everything's different and unique because, you know, once you go down the rabbit hole full timing, maybe a fifth wheel is better for people because they're bigger sizes. Maybe a travel trailer is better because then you have the bed of your truck. There's so many different. There's no right. This is what I absolutely love. There is no right answer. It's all about what is the right answer for you, the customer? Because let's say your budget's $150,000. You can get a very nice Class A gas motorhome, but you are getting an older diesel motorhome. You know what I'm saying? So there's so many different factors. And that's one of the most fun and fulfilling parts about my job. It's not about selling the unit. It's about talking to the customer, listening to their needs, and checking off the most amount of boxes and finding the right unit for that customer.
Well, Chris and Martha, thank you so much. That might have been the best question that we've had so far on the RV Life podcast. It was really good. And thank you for an incredible answer and just an incredible morning here, being able to sit and talk with you and have all these people be able to watch what's going on. It's really, really great to A, catch up with you, B, hang out with you.
Thank
and
you.
C, have you on the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're listening to the RV Life Podcast. I'm Dan Hunt with my incredible wife, Patty Hunt. Unfortunately, she's not with us right now. She's up in Pennsylvania dealing with some family matters. She'll be back with me in Orlando next week. So I'm Dan Hunt from the RV Life Podcast saying, have a great rest of today and an even better day tomorrow.